Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here testing the airwaves as always,
Graham K. Holy jeez, I'm on the phone again.
Welcome back to the podcast, buddy.
Yeah, we've been busy, haven't we? It's Christmas, holiday season. I'm currently in Canada. I was in Ottawa, and now I'm in Toronto doing some shows and hanging out with some old friends. And you were in Ecuador.
I was in Ecuador. I took a last-minute trip. I wasn't planning on it, and just kind of came up, and I decided to do it. Christmas is a tough time.
Your family's still down there?
Yeah, my parents are still down.
You got to spend time with family. You know.
Yep,
You're This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism, by the way, everybody. We are not scientists. We are two comedians who have loved ones with autism.
That's true.
Kirk, is everything okay over there?
This is Hollywood, so something's always burning down. But, there's fire trucks in the background if you can't hear that.
How are the fires?
it's 5 miles from my house, so it's fine. It's perfectly fine. In LA, that means 45 minutes
serious?
Of traffic.
Are the fires 5 miles from your house?
Well, there's a bunch of different ones, but there was one that, yeah, was down on the junction of the 405 and the Wilshire, basically, right? Actually, 405 and the 101, which is 45 minutes drive, but about 5 miles. People who've lived in LA know what that means. Takes forever to get anywhere out here.
Good Lord.
The fire's traveling faster than the traffic. But I'm doing fine. I have a severely autistic son who is 19 now. 19 is big boy.
Big boy.
Tell us about your brother, Peter.
Peter is living on his own. He's looking for a new job and had a great Christmas. Peter loves Star Wars. Holy jeez, he loves Star Wars so much. So this is a very big time of year for him because twofold. The past 3 years, have been coming out with Star Wars movies every Christmas. And for Christmas, he gets vintage Star Wars toys from me that I find on eBay. And I did really well this year. I got him everything he wanted. I did mess up one, but there was one where a lot of people who with autism will do this, and I'm sure a lot of you people listening, if you have autistic children, they have a different version of this. He sort of stamps his hands when he's really excited. He like mm-hmm. rubs them together so hard, and then rubs his knees when he's just jazzed, and he hasn't done that in a long time. And then he opened one present, and he just was like, I got it, I got it. Because I can't always afford to get him everything he wants. And then this year I was like, whatever, screw it. I'm just going to get him every single thing. And it was awesome. And he had a really good time.
That's great.
He made a lot of time with family. He's he's doing great. He's drinking probably too much booze on his own, I think. And he's getting, not that he's like drunk all the time, but I think he has like 3 or 4 beers every day, which is not good, and he's like gaining a lot of weight. He is a lot heavier, and that's a little
concerning for you guys. Yeah, of course, you want what's best for him.
He's not obese or anything, but he's heavier, and it's he's at an age where his metabolism's slowing down, and he shouldn't be drinking every day. And when he finds out that you're not okay with it, he won't tell you about it. So I was like, Peter, there's no more, you either have to stop drinking completely, or you can only drink on Saturday and Sunday. And he was like, okay. He's kind of agreed, and he was so upset. He was like, okay, because he knew I was right. So I hope he sticks to it, and we're gonna make sure he sticks to it. But very easily he could become the disabled person who just drinks all the time because he lives on his own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a real danger. Yeah,
that it could be an absolute disaster. So he's okay now. We don't think it's a problem, but I don't know. He's the type of person that will follow He's very good at following structure. So maybe we could like buy him some O'Doul's, that like non-alcoholic beer.
That's a good idea.
You know, or something like that. It's just there's a bunch of reasons why you shouldn't be drinking booze every day, and one of them is your weight. So I don't know. I hope it doesn't end up being a problem. We're not worried yet as a family, but you know. Anyway, other than that, he's fantastic. He loves Star Wars. Holy cow! And he loved his presents, and he had a great time with his family. He was very, very excited, so it was great.
No, that's great. I got my son, the big gift this year was the, other than the laptop, new laptop, was the, what's that called? Remote control car, these new, like, speedy remote control cars they have, these four-wheel drive things. And
cool. You got a laptop and a remote control car?
Yep. Well, I should specify my parents kicked in for part of it too, so we kind of split it up. But yeah, I got this little we've tried this when he was younger.
Nothing wrong with the grandparents helping out. Grandparents got to buy a present for the grandkids too, you know.
Yep, that's it. That's it. So, yeah, we had a remote control car when he was little and he really wasn't into it at all, but he really liked it. He was really excited, and he covers his ears. He doesn't like the sound, so he's got the remote in one hand and then his shoulder up over his ear while he's holding the remote, and then the other hand completely covering his other ear. But
he still wants to play with it.
Yeah, but he still wants to play with it. So
it's so funny how the sensory overload of people with autism, how
it manifests.
It must be so annoying.
Yeah,
poor guy. You know.
I can only imagine.
But anyway, he likes it. He likes it enough, doesn't he?
He likes still it plays enough with to it. Put so up cute. With the sound. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Despite the sound, cover that ear up and keep playing it. Yeah.
buy him some remote control car earplugs.
Well, we had the ear muffs, right? We tried that for years, where we did the ear muffs that you use for like shooting at a shooting range. That he really liked. Maybe it's time to try it again. So. Try to get him used to some of the sounds, but yeah, you got to pick your battles. You got to pick your battles. So Christmas was good. Christmas was good for us. And
good.
Yeah, it's always a bittersweet time.
Did you see him
time.
On Skype? He's in Sweden at a special center for people with autism. And you're in Ecuador. Did you get to talk to him on Skype?
Yeah, we're still doing the daily talk, little video chat, and they filmed his presents. He was excited about his presents, and he understands unwrapping and checking them out. And so he was pumped. I left like specific instructions, explicit instructions, and like have a stocking and all that stuff that he's used to. And so, yeah, I think it was good. You know, for on this end, it was a little bittersweet. You know, you're trying to figure out what to do, and two kids living elsewhere and family all over the world. So you're trying to figure out what to do. And it was good. It was good. It was a good time.
Good.
Now,
that's great.
This time of year, like you alluded to, is Star Wars
time. It's a Christmas tradition. It's an autastic Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
We review the Star Wars movie with my brother. We interview him and my family on the ride to the movie. We see it every year as a family. And then the latest Star Wars, that is. And then on the way back, Peter gives a review. This year we let my whole family give a review individually. And if you haven't seen the new Star Wars, The Last Jedi, be aware that coming up is some massive spoilers. Spoiler alert, big time coming up.
I would say, yeah.
He spills the beans.
3 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, without any further ado, let's run this interview. Here we go.
Okay.
Sorry if I do a pre-interview for the thing, like we did the past couple years.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We are on our way to go see Star Wars. What's the name of the new movie, Peter?
I think it was The Last Jedi.
Called The Last Jedi. This is our third year in a row. I'm in the back seat. Peter and I are in the back seat of the family car. With my parents, Constance and David. You guys want to say hello, Mom, first?
Hi there.
Hello.
And yes, we're all excited. Aren't you really excited, Mom, to go see?
I am indeed, wanting to see Carrie Fisher one last time.
There we go. And Dad,
Oh, sure.
Okay. She's dead.
Yeah, she is dead, Pete. You're right.
Mom, she can't be in this movie. She's already dead.
They filmed her before she died. That's the beauty of cinema, dear.
They filmed her before she died. That's what Mom said.
Oh.
Yeah. So, are you excited to see this movie?
It might be great.
It might be great. Good. I heard it's the best one in a long time. It's as good as the old ones. That's what people are saying. The episode 6, 7, and 8. People are saying it's as good as those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else are you excited about?
Well, might be nice to see before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think you might like these ones as much as the old ones, or?
Well, I might like this new one, but I think I still like the original 6 better. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And what else? Do you have anything else you want to say before we go about Star Wars?
I don't think so. I think I said enough.
Okay. Well, we'll get an interview after, and we'll get your review of it. Does that sound good?
Fine.
On the car ride home, I'm going to interview you again.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, bye. So we just finished watching Star Wars: The Last Jedi. We're back in the car. Mom and Dad, what did you guys think of the movie?
I thought it was great. I loved all of the Millennium Falcon rides again. Yeah. It never dies. Yeah. Can't beat an old car.
Dad?
I enjoyed it. I think the whole franchise is getting a little long in the tooth. So.
Okay, we've got a real downer here. And Peter, you're the most important person that we want to hear from in terms of Star Wars. What did you think of The Last Jedi?
Well, it was okay, but I think Luke was dead in the ending part.
And was that okay?
Well,
was that a little sad for you?
I'm not sure, but maybe did he die or not really?
He did die. He became like Yoda and spirit. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, like a ghost spirit.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, I didn't complain.
No, you didn't complain. That's okay. Did you like any other parts of the movie?
Well, the movie was okay, and I think seeing in theater was enough for me.
Okay.
I don't want to have on DVD because I like the original 6 better.
Like the original 6? How come?
Well, when they first got made, the set got completed.
The what got completed?
The original 6 Star Wars movies.
Yeah, and what got completed?
The original 6 Star Wars movies.
You said the saga, but you mumbled a bit.
The original 6 saga.
Right. Okay. And then they told you that the saga was complete, so you don't want to watch them anymore.
Yes.
But you know, sometimes, Peter, they can change their minds, and the saga isn't complete. They just, what they meant on the old ones was that they didn't make the first 3, and then they made the first 3. But the saga it was complete until then. Now it's continuing. It's moving on after. So this was episode 8, I think. Right?
I guess so.
Yeah. So it's still going on.
No, I think it was 9.
It was 9.
Yeah.
It was 8
because the other one was a prequel. That's confusing. I'm confused also. But I think that one was 8.
Okay.
But did you understand who Kylo Ren was?
Maybe a little bit.
That was Darth Vader's grandson.
Oh.
Yeah, Darth Vader was his grandfather.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you tried to tell me in the theater, but I couldn't make out what you were saying.
Yeah, and then you told me to stop, to leave you alone.
Was his mother. Princess Leia was his mother.
Princess Leia was his mother. That's what Mom just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Han Solo was his father.
Yeah.
And Darth Vader was Leia's father.
And Luke's father.
That's right. And then Leia and Solo had a kid, Kylo Ren. So, you get it?
Yes.
And there's your perfect dysfunctional family.
My mom just said it. Dysfunctional family.
Okay.
Okay, is that anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, good talking to you, Peter. I'm glad you came. It is a fun tradition.
Okay, but when you said the saga continued, it's fine. But I think I just like to watch the original 6.
Okay, you can do whatever you want. Good talking to you, Peter. Thanks for doing this.
Where I live, I just like to watch my original 6 Star Wars movies once a year.
Okay. 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 Good. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And that was the our annual Star Wars review, heavy with spoiler alerts. Okay, bye. Back to the show.
I thought that was great. I like how your dad jumps in there too.
Yeah,
that's a little long in the tooth.
Downer. Yeah, thanks, Dad.
I'm tired of these crap movies.
Have a good time here. He's honest. He's honest.
Fair enough.
Just being a real dad about it, though. He's great. Anyway, yes, Peter. Peter, you know, never really quite sold on the new Star Wars. We basically, you know. I'm so excited, and I try and make him excited, but it's just hard for him to place it in the timeline. But you know, still enjoys it.
It's a lot of new characters too. It's a lot of new characters and killing off a lot of old characters. Yeah,
that's right. That's
right. A lot of change.
But I bought everyone. My mom bought the tickets, and I bought all the popcorn and food, and. I spent more on food. I thought I was going to get a better deal. I thought I was going to win out of that transaction.
I was going to say,
$50 on food.
You're richer than I thought if you volunteered to pay for the popcorn. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Anyway.
50 loonies.
You have 50 loonies, guys. 25 toonies. Peter really likes the butter on the popcorn, and that he didn't care. We could have seen off paint dry. He just loves that butter popcorn.
It's not terrible.
I got a new life hack for you guys quickly.
What do you got?
Blew Peter's mind. If you're at the movie theater and that they give you your popcorn and they got those little buttons you press and then you do your own butter.
Yeah.
What you can do, you do the top and then you can do the middle by putting a straw halfway down your bag and then letting the butter go into the straw when you press the button and it goes in the halfway down, so you get butter all the way down. A real pro move. That's a hot autastic tip. That's a little we're giving something back to you guys.
A real fat guy move. I like it, Graham. I like it. It's
yeah. I'm working on it.
How to get more butter in your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
I'm just teasing. We're not fat shaming here. We love everybody. I like to bust Graham's chops a little bit because he's so much younger and better looking.
It's the holidays.
So I have to. I have to do something. He's too good looking and too young. So yeah, just joking with you, buddy. It is the holidays, and this leads us into our in the news. This is a blog. Okay, this blog was shared on the Autism Speaks website, and the blog is written by Peggy Gilpatrick, who is a mom with a son with autism, who writes a blog called Raising Jedi, and talks about how her son's interest in Star Wars morphed. It started simply enough. He had a new obsession, which was all things Star Wars. I've been down this road before, and my husband and I were counting our lucky stars that Elmo's world had left the building. So he talks about he watched all of them. Then he started reading the books, and he read them and read them again. Who could put a stop to that? Literacy and quiet. Well, then it happened. He read the words, "Jedis are forbidden to marry." This is a huge problem for a 7-year-old who has mapped out his entire life. He wanted to spend his days protecting the galaxy and then come home to his wife and younglings. He had mitochondria to pass on after all. And this was his first major life decision, and he was struggling. And basically he wrote a letter to George Lucas. "Dear George Lucas, I don't like that a Jedi cannot get married. I want to get married without becoming a Sith. Please change the rule." I like the not just the fact that he loves it, but he grasped the concept that George Lucas can just change the rules. Just change them. They wrote back, really nice letter with a bunch of merch, toys, and books about thank you for writing us. And for a Jedi to truly know the value of friendship and compassion and loyalty, those are things that are important in a marriage, and a Sith would look inward only to themselves. When you find someone you can connect with in a selfless way, you're on the path of light, and the dark side will not take hold of you. With this goodness in your heart, you can be married. Really cute. Really
very nice.
Really cute article. It kind of makes me
Kudos to George Lucas's office.
I agree.
We're doing that.
Yeah, it's not signed George Lucas. It's signed your friends at Lucasfilm. So kudos to George Lucas' secretary or somebody.
For hiring people to respond to that, you know?
Yeah.
Still great. Still well written.
Very well written. Very well written. And you'd be surprised. You know, people usually read their mail. I know we do here. We get mail. We read every week, guys. Every week. And
we should do another episode where we read the hits.
You know, we got we could do it quickly. We did get some letters. The farthest one we got this week was South Africa. We got a letter from South Africa. Yeah, we don't get a letter from South Africa every week. It was a very nice letter from a gentleman who wants to know when we're going to come to South Africa and film, tape an episode there, which I said, listen, set something up. I'd love to come.
Yeah. You do all the work. We'll come.
I think his name is Graham. I'm probably mispronouncing it, but G-R-A-E-M-E. Graham?
That's Graham.
Graham.
Yep, like
and,
me.
Graham yeah. C. I'm supposed to protect his anonymity, so I'm protecting it. And thank you for all the episodes. I'm just getting caught up to date. And love to give something for all the past episodes. So what a sweetheart of a guy. We got a note
thanks,
from...
thanks, Graham.
Graham.
Great name, Graham.
From one Graham
to another.
Got to
work on that spelling,
another.
But it's a great name.
I wonder if that's the Dutch
Graham
spelling.
Graham, stick together. If it's the Dutch spelling? Yeah. I know. It's a nice, I think it's the English spelling, maybe. Okay. It's a Scottish name.
Fair enough. Then we got another note from Belgium. Rose, J-E-R-O-O-S-J-E. Rose, I'm not sure. And last name, P, I won't say the name. Very nice letter from Belgium. I am the 34-year-old aunt of a super sweet autistic boy, and he loves musical instruments at the moment, and we love him very much. Thank you for your podcast. I listen to every episode and I'm always learning from it. And you guys give me laughs. All the best from Leuven, the birth of Stella Artois beer. Our town's name is on the bottle. So next time you drink a Stella, you know someone out here listening to your podcast. What a sweet letter.
Okay.
We're not going to tell that to Peter, though. We're going to move him to O'Doul's.
No, exactly. Good segue. Good callback.
I think that's good idea, actually, because by now he's developed a taste for it. Just shift him to O'Doul's.
Exactly.
The weight is one problem.
A letter from Sony from the home from O'Doul's.
Yeah.
What they brew O'Doul's. Milwaukee.
probably. The weight's one problem, but there's other problems with the alcohol, too. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so, too. But anyway, if anybody else has any suggestions, write us a letter. Let us know. Anything else? Did we do it? Is that an episode?
A very nice letter from Lori H.
Okay.
I referenced
another
article.
Another letter. Okay.
A very nice letter from. I'll go two more little things here, and this is a letter from Derek M, talking about him trying to get in shape and dunk a basketball. He's 5'8" and 200 pounds, so if he can do it, I can do it. That's what he says. That's pretty impressive if you can dunk at 5'8", 200 pounds.
He did it.
That's what he says.
Whoa! So basically, if you didn't last episode, I was like, I'm 6'4", and I can't dunk. And I'm like, I want to get in good enough shape where I can dunk a basketball by summer. And this guy can do it. What's his name?
Derek M.
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek, good job, man. That's amazing. I'm inspired.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it, guys. That's it, guys. I think we did it, right?
I think so.
This is a special Star Wars episode. As always, guys, if you want to support this podcast and what we do, a dollar episode on patreon.com/autastic helps pay for the hosting of this episode, our equipment, all those little things, and we appreciate your support. Follow me on Kirk Smith Comedy.
Also, $5. Don't be afraid. If you could donate $5, I'd really appreciate that as well. You know, there's options.
That's true. Some people could donate $5 and you wouldn't feel it, and we would appreciate it. Kirk Smith Comedy. I've got a tour coming up of Nevada and Arizona in a few weeks. And Graham, tell us about your social media.
Cool. I myself, as always, if you are in New York City, go to comedybythegraham.com and, we'll hang out. Also, I'm going to be in Chicago in April. April 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'm going to be at the Comedy Bar in Chicago. So come see me there. That should be enough notice for you. But until then, come see me in New York City, guys. Come see a stand-up show. ComedyWeatherGraham.com. Also
tell us
Graham
about K-O-K your...
Graham on Instagram.
Also, tell us about your podcast. Your new podcast is starting up, Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a new podcast. If you like sports, it is called Friends and Sports. It's a new podcast with my my partner, Alex Pavone, and we're both comics. We have a sort of semi-famous comedians on every once in a while to talk about sports, the weekly roundup of what happened in sports. It's pretty fun. A lot of laughs. Pretty light. Very goofy, silly stuff, and yeah, if you like sports,
that's great.
But I'm at Graham. Hold on a second. I'm at Graham K. OK on Twitter and Instagram, guys. Thanks very much.
All right, guys, that's it. Have a great week. You can do it.